This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, an influential urban figure fears the peace deal to quell gun violence could fall apart. City MP Corey Lane responds to criticism of his representation, citing a serious bout of illness. The QEH to borrow $130 million to replace and upgrade critical equipment at the hospital. Barbadians outline what they want addressed in the upcoming budget, and Haiti's Prime Minister resigns. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Influential urban figure Winston Eisden Bull Branch believes the truce that has helped quell gun violence in Barbados may be in danger of falling apart. Mr. Branch claims credit as the driving force behind some of the initiatives that eventually helped influence the structure of government's peace program. However, speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks, Mr. Branch says he fears the peace deal is in danger of crumbling. He was also critical of how the authorities have been approaching the matter.
What I'm doing is whole a lot of different things, a lot of different sessions, cricket, all these kind of things. But still, you're coming back to the same people that you want to stop with the killing and the war and everything. And you're just using statistics based on what was happening before and what happened now. But behind the scenes, everything's still starting to come back up again. You understand me? Every 5 minutes, it's got to be like talking to men and telling them, don't do this, don't do the next thing. You understand? I mean, the men are saying that they ain't getting nothing from it. Which I don't feel that you should be getting nothing from it, because peace can never be bought. It should be written in the hearts of men. People talk all sort of things and say that I get money and all sort of things. Never get a thing, because this is something that was affecting me in the ghettos, and they speak about it.
He criticized City MP Corey Lane, the minister in charge of the peace program, and also referred to Mr. Lane's recent call for city constituents to be given more opportunities to benefit from the upcoming T20 Cricket World Cup.
What's happening? I'm saying, but we get left for the World Cup. But the people don't see right now, he come and follow in his predecessor's footsteps, because you didn't see, he know you don't see Mr. Lane at all. So I'm wondering what he really want to do for World Cup. You understand what I mean? Because we don't see he as a representative with the peace process. We don't see him with the peace process. Always hear him on the radio. So I'm really surprised now that he's talking about the game left for the world, that we getting left for the World Cup.
Former Bloc leader Winston Eisden Bull Branch. And also speaking on Down to Brass Tacks, Mr. Lane responded to the criticism while at the same time disclosing that he has been dealing with a serious bout of illness.
Even while I was ill, I had to get out of my bed, take off my oxygen on one occasion, and go and meet with people to keep the peace, because I know I don't want this thing to start back. Because this thing is an ongoing thing, and it's a very, very difficult thing to work with. In terms of working with Mr. Branch, I've always been willing to work with Mr. Branch. David, from September last year, I started to feel a lot of fatigue, really and truly pushing through a lot of work, trying to satisfy the same criticism that you will hear if you don't get everything done and get it done right away. In January, February, I really had to go on the doctor's care to kind of repair some of the things that would have been damaged by not eating and sleeping over the period of time. I can say this is not rhetoric, this is not politics. I'm very satisfied with the level of work that I would have been able to do in the short time. In terms of presence, though, I've been back to every area of the city, some areas more than others.
Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, Corey Lane. The Democratic Labour Party is calling for discussions with government to address violence in schools. This follows an incident yesterday where two schoolboys were injured, one seriously, after being stabbed in an altercation with schoolmates, two of whom have been subsequently suspended. DLP Shadow Minister on Education, Felicia Dujon, believes that the Minister of State with responsibility for crime prevention, Corey Lane, needs to ramp up his efforts to mitigate violence within schools.
We have to realize as a society, if we have violence at home, we have violence in the communities. And so the school is not immune to it. We just have to ensure that we find ways to intervene on those matters to see how best we can rehabilitate our students so that they understand that violence is never the answer to any of their problems. And I believe that the minister who's responsible for the peace initiative, I believe that we need to have a discussion with him, because I think there's quite a number of areas that he needs to look into. I think he has already shared in the public domain that there are gangs in schools, and I think that is the time that these conversations, we need to find immediate solutions to such matters.
She's also calling for stricter security measures to be implemented at all public schools.
The security matters at school is becoming a very critical matter for many parents and, of course, students and teachers. We heard about the matter relating to a break-in at a school, a primary school, and later in the morning we're hearing about a stabbing at another secondary school. So these are very serious problems, and again, it all signals in terms of the security, various types of security breaches that we need to take in consideration. So we are hoping that the ministry takes a very appropriate measures in not only in terms of the physical security of the school, but in terms of are we enabled to protect our students at schools.
Democratic Labour Party's Shadow Minister on Education, Felicia Dujon. The Queen Elizabeth Hospital will borrow $130 million to replace and upgrade critical equipment at the hospital. This follows several complaints from people who stress they have been unable to get surgeries due to equipment being down. The Minister of Health and Wellness, Senator Dr. Jerome Walcott, made the announcement as he tabled the QEH amendment bill in the Senate yesterday. He said negotiations to secure the loan are being finalized.
The hospital has been given a mandate and it's in the final stages of negotiations, where a loan of $150 million, will be borrowed by the QEH. And the proceeds that they have levied will be known to use to cover that cost. That $130 million will allow them to replace equipment, bring new equipment, obtain an MRI for the first time.
Dr. Walcott also announced that the process to hire a chief executive officer at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital is going smoothly. He said of the 84 applicants, only two Barbadians had applied.
I can tell you that 84 persons applied for the post of CEO of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. The news has been out in terms of the selection, but what I would say for those who ask about Barbadians and non-Barbadians, two Barbadians applied for that post. Two out of 84. And both of them were deemed not suitably qualified and they certainly didn't have the experience. The board went through its process, the committee of the board, 84, they were down to 12. And then I believe they had selected six to be interviewed, but then one person dropped out. And they interviewed five, and they have come to a selection. They've made a selection. So that process is on track.
That's Minister of Health and Wellness, Senator Dr. Jerome Walcott. Economist Troy Lord remains hopeful that focus would be placed on the growth of the blue and green economy in this year's budget. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley will deliver her budgetary proposals for the next fiscal year on Monday. He also wants to see Barbados becoming a logistics hub for the region. Meantime, Barbadians also shared what they hope to see in the budget on Monday.
The removal of the garbage and sewage tax and a reduction in land tax.
I'd like to see a VAT ease on food and some prices on the fuel go down.
I would love to see the babysitters and the housekeeper get a raise in their salary.
I am hoping to see taxes removed from pensions, all pensions.
The people that has worked for the 360 program start paying NIS because them is work with sharp edge tools, and if anything had to happen to them, they can't get a cent.
Hope there's something in it for persons with disabilities, especially learning disabilities.
As Barbadians sharing their views on what they want addressed in the budget. And Haiti's Prime Minister, Ariel Henry, has agreed to resign following weeks of mounting pressure and increasing violence in the impoverished country. It comes after regional leaders met in Jamaica yesterday to discuss a political transition in Haiti. Mr. Henry is currently stranded in Puerto Rico after being prevented by armed gangs from returning home. In a video address announcing his resignation, Mr. Henry urged Haitians to remain calm. He said, quote, "The government that I am leading will resign immediately after the installation of a transition council," end quote. Mr. Henry, who has led the country supposedly on an interim basis since July 2021, following former President Jovenel Moïse's assassination, had repeatedly postponed elections, saying security must be restored first. Recapping the headlines. An influential urban figure fears the peace deal to quell gun violence could fall apart. City MP Corey Lane responds to criticism of his representation, citing a serious bout of illness. The QEH to borrow $130 million to replace and upgrade critical equipment at the hospital. Barbadians outline what they want addressed in the upcoming budget, and Haiti's prime minister resigns. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.